This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, from another, yet another secret remote location, we have Chris O'Brien joining us. He's again on his iPhone. He hasn't really had time to play with the installation of Skype, but maybe for next week's episode. By the way, I should tell you, in a couple of weeks, first week of December, it'll be that weekend, we'll be featuring none other than Peter Robbins joining us. He has some new stuff out on the Rendlesham case. We'll ask him about a lot of stuff that's in December. A lot of good things are coming on the Paracast. Another good thing, and let me tell you here about a conversation I had with John Harmon, who is the program director at GCN. And I said, tell you what, John, would it be possible for us to distribute an ad-free, higher resolution version of the Paracast for folks who want to order a monthly subscription? And he talked to the big boss. And he came back, and this has taken a few years to get this to happen. He said, yes. So that's the go-ahead. We finally got the go-ahead for this premium package called the Paracast Plus. Should we have a round of applause, Chris?
Yay!
I don't know.
It's a long time coming, Gene. I mean, come on. We've been talking about the possibility of this for a long time, and I'm really glad that, you know, we're finally going to be able to offer a little bit more than the usual GCN broadcast and, you know, add some cool chat room type things and some video. And, you know, we're working on a bunch of ideas, and I'm pretty excited about it, actually.
This is going to be really fascinating. We have three episodes up already with this episode. There'll be four episodes of the show up at Paracast Plus, and that's a place where to access that area, you subscribe. And we didn't want you to have to pay a lot of money for a subscription. And I know some people charge an arm, a leg, and a foot. So we figure, you know what? What does $5 buy you in a month?
He said, don't go to Starbucks.
Yeah, well, that's it. You get a Frappuccino at Starbucks, it's $5. So with the price of a Frappuccino at Starbucks, and maybe it's more now, I haven't been to Starbucks in a while. You know, I don't pay these rich amounts for coffee. I just think you go to the coffee maker and you pour the coffee. Forget it. In any case, for $5, you get the weekly episodes of the Paracast at $1.25 per episode, plus all the other stuff that we're going to be adding. We have the chat room open now. We have a chat room open now when you enter Paracast Plus. It's not really populated with anything. It's just in test mode. We'll fix that as we progress. We'll be adding videos, special conferences, all sorts of stuff, and we welcome your suggestions. $5 a month, Paracast Plus. If you want to do it for a full year, it's $50. $50 for a full year. And that's probably less than you pay for 1 month's service with your broadband provider. All right?
Yeah, sounds like a bargain to me.
And here's how you do it. We set up a special page to explain how to subscribe to Paracast Plus. It's called plus.theparacast.com. That's the site. Plus, P-L-U-S, not the symbol, plus.theparacast.com. You'll learn all about the Paracast Plus, how to sign up, and with direct links so you can do it, how to download the show, how to add it to your iTunes library, all sorts of stuff. And we're open to your suggestions. Remember, this is a work in progress. It's going to get better. I know Chris has got a lot of ideas, and we'll be working them over. This is going to be fun. So anyway, Chris, you've been on the road for like almost a month now.
Right. My longest trip away from home, and I can't remember the last time I was away a month. I hope my kitties remember me.
You have someone taking care of the kitties?
Of course I have someone taking care of them. And when I come back, I expect that they'll be really friendly for about a day, and then they'll go back to their normal, you know, aloof kitty behavior. But it's good. I had a great trip. I had a wonderful group that's been touring around the planet, the power spot locations, doing guided meditations, you know, it was a real education for me, and we can discuss this more in future episodes, but I really do feel that there is an imperative right now to take some of these wonderful locations that we find all over the planet and tap into them and tell them it's okay. You know, the planet's going through a lot of stuff right now, and I think coherent meditation, those types of things, have tremendous potential. You know, I've been down on, you know, certain individuals in the field of ufology using it for self-aggrandizing purposes, but to do it in a way that honors nature, that honors the planet, I think it's very immensely positive. I had a great time. It was really, really wonderful. I really, really enjoyed my time away, and this was, you know, beginning of, you know, possibly a process that's going to be continued by others are around the world. And, you know, I wish the group who I guided, you know, a tremendous amount of success and luck, because I really felt a real heart connection with these folks. I mean, they really were, it was a joy to be with them. And I just can't, you know, I'm just sitting here at the end of, you know, 3 weeks with them and for 2.5 weeks. And I just feel really, you know, jazzed. I really feel, I don't know how to put it, I just feel invigorated from the experience, and that's a good thing.
I hear that in your voice. I know that before you left, you were getting a little bit tired, and of course you were trying to do a lot of work. You spent all that time doing the book, Stalking the Herd, and you're trying to take stock of everything, but you do sound more optimistic. Before we introduce our guest for this week, I wanted to ask you about the Travis Walton event, Skyfire. How did that work out?
Well, it just so happened that we were able to work the schedule of the tour group around my appearance Friday, this past Friday, a week ago Friday, to be up there in Beaver, Arizona. It was kind of down home. It was funky. You know, the digs were, you know, need some improvement. I think by and large, though, that the folks that did attend were very positive. You know, I only heard two presentations. I was only there for a number of hours. But from the scuttlebutt that I'm hearing, you know, from the completed conference, a lot of positive comments. I think they may have to change the venue if they want to continue this in years to come. There are some logistical issues being in Heber. But I think the vision and the presentations, and there's a lot of potential there. And I think a lot of people, you know, will support this. And no, I wish Travis much luck with this. He's a really nice guy. Controversial, of course, the case. But, you know, I think by and large it was, you know, invigorating to be in that environment with all those folks and speakers. So I really think that there's some potential there.
Okay, Skyfire Summit, and that's Travis Walton. A lot of really fascinating speakers. And it sounded like it would have been fun if I'd gone up there, but of course I'm not the kind of person who likes to do that kind of travel across mountains.
They could have picked you up in a shuttle bus, team.
I was thinking you would drive me out, or somebody would take me there in a helicopter.
Yeah, that would be the ideal, wouldn't it?
A black helicopter.
It's not that far away. It's not that far away. So I think you could have handled it, actually.
Well, of course, you know, I'll try. I've never driven across mountain roads in a Kia. We'll see what happens. This week on the Paracast, we bring back an old friend of ours who's actually one of the moderators of the forum, a longtime UFO researcher, host of the Dark Matters radio show, the one and original, not that imitation that Art Bell character came out. That's none other than Don Ecker. And he comes on the show like once a year or so. We kind of catch up with him because he always has a lot of outspoken opinions on a variety of subjects. We can continue our discussion about lunar mysteries with him, for example, and the state of the UFO field. I'm sure he's going to be down on it. And we have a bunch of questions to ask of him. We have a few from our audience. We didn't give you too much warning, unfortunately, but I think it's going to be really cool, Don Ecker, because whatever you ask him, he's got an answer, and we are on opposite points of the political spectrum, so we might end up strangling each other before the episode is done. So if you want to hear an online strangulation on the Paracast, this is going to be the time. Right, Chris?
Yeah. Don is, you know, is a wonderful character. immense respect for him, and you know, he does have his opinion.
Right. He's a cool guy. I like him. Don Ecker coming up next with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have the one, the only, Don Ecker. And I sometimes ask him, what would you be like? What would your life be like if you had a real doppelganger, a second one like you? Would you celebrate that or consider that your worst nightmare?
Well, up on the Paracast, somebody did put a thread up there about Don Decker, the Rain Man, or something. So Maybe I do.
Wow.
I don't think so, Don. There's only one. There's the only Don Ecker.
How are you guys doing?
Well, of course, we've been busy here. We just introduced a new service called Paracast Plus. You already have access, by the way. When you go back to the forums, you see this little plus icon. That's where you get the ad-free versions of the show in a higher resolution. We gave you a free subscription.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Real great. Will you send me gas money next?
Well, you see,
the price of gas has come down, Gene.
It does, but what kind of mileage do you get on your truck?
I've got a Jeep, a 21-year-old Jeep. So
you get 4 miles a gallon.
Do you know how much gas is here in New Mexico? $2.49. Can you believe that?
I get about 15 miles to the gallon, I guess.
Okay, I get just shy of 30 on the Kia regular. It's about $2.65. is one of the cheaper prices we have in Mesa. But if you go to Scottsdale, they add a dime because Scottsdale is a ritzier neighborhood over here. But anyway, we shouldn't be talking about that. Let's talk about, okay, so seriously speaking.
The ugliest thing west of the Mississippi River. So one thing I don't worry about is anybody wanting to carjack it.
This is the one where they reject it. The carjackers say, oh, get away from this one.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I know that. Okay. Well, I have to think about that. Okay. Anyway, I was going to ask you something here. As you know, this magazine you were formerly associated with Vicky, called UFO Magazine, it basically is gone forever. The print version stopped, and there was this note you recalled, Don, where they said that the company who owned the name UFO Magazine told Bill and Nancy Burns, they could no longer publish the magazine after it had begun to appear very infrequently, which is, of course, the big symptom of a magazine going under, is suddenly the publication schedule goes down the tubes. And then they came back online and they said, we're going to do a digital version. And there's nothing new unusual about digital versions because this is where the publishing industry is going. A lot of magazines now are giving up print, giving up killing trees, and going all digital, so they just kill bandwidth or something. So, for example, in the technology field, we have PC World and Mac World, all digital now, that kind of thing. So I guess they had hoped to have a digital version of UFO Magazine, but now the site UFOMag.com is under construction, which means it's kaput. So what's your feeling about all this, Don?
Well, you understand that Vicky, my wife, was the original founder and publisher of UFO Magazine. We owned the magazine solely for about 11 years when, you know, the cost of publishing got to the point where we had to take business partners. So we were involved with the magazine up through 2006 actively. But then after 2006, we were no longer involved. So a lot of what happened in there, quite honestly, I was not privy or not there to see. As a matter of fact, I haven't personally had any contact, and neither has Vicky, actually, with the Burns now going on about 8 years. But during that period of time, after the magazine began appearing infrequently, I knew that the people that owned the copyright to the magazine had a stipulation in there that it had to be published specifically on due dates. And if something occurred where the magazine was not published at any point, they had the right to yank it. Now, I knew a lot of people were still buying subscriptions to the magazine, and they started coming to Vicky and I guess not knowing that we were no longer a part of the magazine, but they began coming to us saying, well, look, we sent subscriptions in there, and we have received nothing. We've received no word. I've tried to contact somebody. Nobody has gotten back to me. What's the deal? Well, it was my understanding that Nancy Burns, who was then billing herself as the editor-in-chief, had taken a year off to write a novel or a book. And basically, even though people were still buying subscriptions, people that had subscriptions were getting no satisfaction. They weren't receiving the magazine. They weren't or at least the ones that contacted Vicki and I, were not hearing from anybody at UFO Magazine. So the bottom line was, basically, they just shined it on, I guess. Well, after she got her book completed, they came back, and I believe they may have published one or two electronic copies, but then it just basically dried up. It blew away. So the bottom line is that all those people that bought subscriptions that never received any magazines were just basically out the money. It was, you know, and the other thing was, it was at such an amount that people, I guess, figured it would be, you know, more cost ineffective to them to go out and go to small claims court or something than it would be to just absorb the loss. So they basically allowed the magazine to go down the tubes.
Well, one of the things that some magazines have done in the past is to get in touch with another magazine and make a deal. Say, look, we're out of business. Would you take over our subscribers? I did that a couple of times with Kathy at mTOR when I had that magazine. It had two incarnations, and when it went under, we had to make that deal. Now, unfortunately, I made a deal with one person who agreed to fulfill the subscriptions, and he never did, so that got to be kind of messy. But that is the other thing that could have been done. I don't understand why they didn't do it. I don't know how many subscribers they had. It had to have a few thousand who order subscriptions.
Well, I can tell you that after we left and the direction that the magazine was going, people were dropping off because when Vicki and I had published the magazine, we had gone after cases that were ongoing in the field, personalities in the field. We were doing things every issue, like book reviews on new books coming out.
You were doing basically a real magazine, but let's get into more of this in a moment. We have Don Eckert of the Dark Matters Radio Show. I'm Gene Steinberg with Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien, once again, at a secret remote location somewhere in Timbuktu or something like that, or Newark, New Jersey. We haven't really figured out.
No, Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. Okay. That sounds like a nice place. I have to visit Santa Fe one of these days. We have Don Ecker joining us. We're talking about the failure of UFO Magazine. And you were telling us, of course, the approach you took, which is to, of course, practice journalism. You investigate UFOs. You have reports about UFO cases, about the people involved in the field. You have book reviews. It was a real magazine. And then what happened when it was taken over?
It basically got to the point where they were covering fewer and fewer cases. I believe pretty much they stopped doing things like book reviews, and it became basically a magazine of everybody's opinion. Very, very little research was going on, very little investigation of cases. And the type of thing that, you know, Vicki and I had done for years that really put the publication on the map when we were publishing. So,
well, yeah, cutting-edge research. I mean, breaking stories. I mean, that's all important.
Right. Everything has a shelf life. And today with the Internet, I think a lot of people, even though you're not going to even begin to get a small bit.
Of course, a big problem with the Internet is basically to monetize it, to put a value on the content that you present. So, of course, they have to charge a fair price for their services, and they deserve to get paid. But as you say, it's difficult to monetize things online. Not that it's impossible. I mean, a lot of it is maybe getting advertising. I mean, we go through this all the time with the Paracast and the Tech Night Out Live, which is, of course, we have to eat. How do you monetize this thing? How do you treat people fairly? You charge a fair price for what you do. But, of course, you want to deliver something that's first-rate quality, which is, of course, the big problem here.
Yeah, it's a tough nut to crack. A lot of people, thousands and thousands of people, are still out there trying to figure out how to break through that internet thing. Whoever finally comes up with a fail-safe way of doing it, boy oh boy, are they gonna make a bundle of cash?
You mean like Facebook?
Exactly.
Well, certainly Apple knows how to mine the internet. Apple makes a lot of money. Google, Microsoft is starting to come back after a period where they've had problems, so they found a way. But in any case, here, the real question here is, in the situation we have now, is it possible at all for there to be an online UFO-oriented publication that will cover all the needs of a reader who wants high-quality investigative material and informed opinion?
Are you asking me if I think it's possible?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you. At this point, I would guess no. And one of the primary reasons I would say that is that basically UFO research these days, Gene and Chris, is, in my opinion, a lost art. There are very, very, very few people out there today that basically can conduct an investigation. They have no idea how to go about it. Most people's idea of UFO investigating is sitting at home in front of their computer screen, going to their search engine, putting in a few terms, and then reading whatever happens to be on the web. And that, believe me, is no way to go about it. You've got to be able to And ask Chris. You got to be able to get out into the field, into the weeds, up to your elbows in the topic in order to do anything that even comes close to performing justice for the topic. And there
are, I agree. Absolutely.
Very, very few people willing to do that.
Well, in journalism in general, there's very little investigative reporting. Right now, it's just a matter of quoting what people say, calling somebody else to get a balanced opinion, which I call false balance because sometimes you get pretty ridiculous counter opinions. That passes for journalism, but people just going out there and basically beating up the shoe leather to try to find out what's going on, you don't have a lot of that. And that's not obviously just UFO research. That is journalism in general.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Like a dead art.
Look at Cheryl Atkinson, for example. Now, there was an investigative journalist.
Yeah, all right. Before we get on, I'm going to disagree with you on her worth, especially in one particular example, which is why I'd rather we don't discuss Cheryl Atkinson. I'll give you that example where she has this picture of her computer supposedly being hacked and ends up being a stuck backspace key that keeps backspacing. So give me another example, please. I just don't want to get into an argument about it, okay?
Why don't you allow me to finish my thought, Gene, before you jump on?
If you want to mention her as an example, if you feel that she was mistreated by CBS, go ahead.
Cheryl Atkinson is an investigative journalist. She's a damned fine investigative journalist. She was the person that really shined a light on that abortive and abortioned Fast and Furious gun running scheme, where the Department of Justice and others were running guns down to the Mexican cartels across the border and into Mexico, in, according to them, an effort to trace where these firearms were going.
Now, you know, the Bush administration did the same thing, right?
Wrong. The Bush administration had, yes, a operation where they ran those, were running guns into Mexico. However, the one thing that nobody that loves to bash the Bush administration ever mentions is the fact that the Bush administration had each of those firearms that they ran down there tagged so they could be traced as soon as they were picked up or recovered. They knew immediately.
All right, you know, let's do this here. I know you want to make a point about her, but forget the stuff because we can argue about the issues about Fast and Furious. But let's talk about her and the reaction to what she did. Because you're saying the point being here is here's somebody produces a piece of work, and we can argue about whether it's good work or not so good work. Assuming it is good work, what happened?
Gene, I got to tell you, I'm getting a little irritated here. The bottom line that I was trying to get to before I was continuously interrupted is the fact that the more she began to shine a light on that operation, okay, the more resistance she got at CBS because, as we all know or should know, there are a lot of very close familial relations that go directly into the Obama administration. But we aren't here to discuss that. We're to discuss how investigative journalism is no longer an art that is practiced very frequently in our present-day society. Atkinson was eventually frozen out because she wouldn't take no for an answer. She was targeted not only by her bosses at CBS, but she was targeted by elements within the federal government and the administration because she was in the process of embarrassing them. Now, the Obama administration has targeted a tremendous number of reporters. As a matter of fact, there's one right now.
The most on record, I think, Don.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that we don't disagree about. Let's ask more about this in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Now, forgetting the fact that Don Ecker and I probably disagree a lot about this, I do agree here that different administrations target the media, and it's not just the current one, but the current one appears to be doing it worse. We can go through history here. They want to control the message, and as the media plays a larger part, they want to take control and have their message, their spin, to be presented.
They are the corporate entities that dictate editorially to the media outlet. So let's make sure we define who they are.
Right. It's not necessarily just politicians who want to spin their own message. It is also the fact that the media today is controlled by huge corporations. Profit and losses are all they care about. They do not care about journalism. And this is not like the conservative media, the liberal media. It is any major corporation that runs a newspaper or a TV outlet with a lot of news. There is a very big incentive there to allow the corporations to send their spin on things.
And the bottom line is more and more of the American public are being turned off by that very fact. That's why CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, why most of the networks today have practically no viewership. Newspapers across the United States are dying a slow death everywhere. People just basically, and the internet is another example, people today get much of their material, their news material, from the internet. So
from the Daily Show,
a lot of people.
Don, the thing to bear in mind also is look at the demographics. So, for example, any of the cable TV networks caters to a really older audience, like Fox, I think, is what the average is, 65. And we can say MSNBC might be a little younger, but not that much younger. They're catering to middle age and senior citizens. All the cable news networks. They're not really getting the kids. And as Chris was about to say, you know, The Daily Show, basically a comedy show with political overtones, that reaches the younger people, the prime demographic for advertisers.
Yeah. And we have, as a result, an extraordinarily dumbed down population. People
that. You think, Don?
Huh?
I mean, that's an understatement if I ever heard one.
Yeah, well, this is a family show. Otherwise, I might have described it in another way, but.
Okay, continue.
And then here's something you'll appreciate. There was this recent story quoting the head of the FBI and some other people complaining about the fact that Apple with iOS and Google with Android in their latest operating systems were encrypting all the data on smartphones. So if the government wants to get your smartphone and do what they do on TV all the time, which is, you know, unlock it and get all the information, you can't do it. It's all encrypted. So, of course, obviously, if you do something where that you could crack the password and get into the system, you might get something. But they've basically made it more difficult for hackers to break into your smartphones, but they also have blocked the government. And Tim Cook of Apple has famously said he's not going to do anything about it. And I'm sure the guys over at Google feel the same way.
Wait a minute, Gene. You're saying that the government doesn't have an already in place backdoor to cell phones, iPhones, Samsung phones? I have a hard time believing that.
Well, let's just say they claim not to have it. That might be just spin. I don't know.
Okay.
Sure. Well, they can pull your texts right out of the air. They can pull any telephone call you make or receive right out of the air. It's my understanding that they do, not necessarily to just simply read them or listen to them, but they have them on file. So
we live in
an Orwellian state.
Do you remember the movie Enemy of the State, the Will Smith movie with Gene Hackman and John Voight, Don?
Yes.
Jerry Bruckheimer movie, where this lawyer gets a hold of a piece of information he shouldn't have. And the NSA or whatever, they're following him everywhere. They've got the surveillance cameras and they're tracking his cell phone. And you think about this late 90s movie. And there isn't anything in that movie that really isn't true right now.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like back in the early 90s, I can remember talking to some people that were allegedly in the position to know that, hey, did you ever used to watch Star Trek? And then he was talking about the original series. And I said, sure. He said, well, he said, I can tell you that everything Captain Kirk did in that series, we can do today. Oh, really? So take that for what it's worth. But in many ways, you know, the guy was correct. Kirk's communicator, McCoy's diagnostic bed, all that stuff today is in service. Anybody that has a cell phone. There's your communicator, the medical equipment that is available today, providing you have Obamacare and can access it. You know, all that stuff is available.
But we don't have warp drive, do we?
Do we?
I'm asking you. That's the one invention we haven't come up with yet. Or maybe we have.
Maybe we have. Maybe it's sitting somewhere in a deep, dark underground cavern. I would not be actually in the least bit surprised if we had the capability and the wherewithal to go to the stars if that was something that someone chose to do. According to Ben Rich, 20 years ago, Ben Rich, of course, the guy that at the time was heading up the Skunk Works, we had it. He said on the record that we had the ability to take E.T. home. So take that for what it's worth.
Well, you know, there's a TV show coming out this December called Ascension on the Sci-Fi Channel. And the position is that allegedly there was a secret program in the early 60s. Which sent a number of people, like a city-sized spaceship, on the road to the stars. And it was kept hidden from everybody. As if, for example, the space program that we had was mostly the cover story. It was a simplified version. And even now we have stories about a secret space program going on. What's your feeling about that, Don Ecker?
I, once again, of course, I have no knowledge one way or the other, but if I had to guess, did we have that available to us? And when I say available to us, I'm speaking primarily from a military intelligence standpoint. I would fairly comfortable in saying I would not want to bet against it. I think that it's very conceivable that we have something that would basically cause all of us to take a real deep breath and our eyes bulge out if we knew it. Even looking at mundane current avionics, what we have that we know about is mind-blowing when you consider that it's only been a century, 100 years, or a little over 100 years, since mankind took his first airplane flight. We've already been to other planets. We've been to the moon. We've been to Mars. Hell, we just landed a spaceship on a comet. Unmanned, of course. But if we can do that, God only knows what we might have the capability of doing if push came.
Right. Well, what was Ben Rich's famous quote? We have the, what did he say? We have the way to take E.T. home or something.
Yes.
To that effect.
That's correct. We have the ability to take E.T. home. Now, for someone like Ben Rich to make a remark like that, it should have galvanized news services all across the United States. My God, as far as that goes, around the world. And it basically didn't. This topic, this subject, has a built-in I used to say that any especially huge UFO cases that broke into the mainstream, like STS-48, for example.
Let's continue with that example in our next segment. Don Ecker of Doc Matters, very outspoken gentleman with Gene and Chris, you're in.
The Paracast.
Think Alive, the network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You win once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.